All right, back now to talk with Linfield High School boys hockey coach John Gardner. And coach, welcome back. How you doing?
Doing good. One of my favorite times of the week talking with you.
well, if it keeps your mind off something else, that's okay, man. I'm cool with that. Since last we talked, I mean, you had 9 days or 8 or 9 days off between games. And tell me a little bit about what transpired in that time, Coach. How'd you deal with that time off?
So, unfortunately, or I should say fortunately, in the sense that we didn't have, if we had to play Wednesday and Saturday, we would have been in trouble because we had about 7-8 guys go down with the million things that are floating around as far as sickness and flu, and it's still kind of there, but by the time we played Triton, we were almost at 100%. So it was really just giving them the right amount of rest, giving them a right amount of, they were in the middle of midterms last week, so it was basically some optional skates. We did a goalie-specific practice where Jay went on some of the specific goalie drills where we had only like maybe 12 skaters, so it was a perfect amount of just kind of giving them some drills to work on some goalie stuff. And then, you know, a couple, we do a lot of joint practices with the JV, so just kind of had a simulated, you know, game as we got closer to Triton. And but truth be told, it was really just, then we had the snow day on Monday, so we just kept losing days of practice, so it wasn't optimal.
You know, with football, high school football, the guys need a day or two to recover from contact. Is that true also in hockey? Are the days when the guys just need to rest the bodies?
I think it's different in football, but there is, you know, if you play like a physical grinding, you know, two equal combatants, you know, playing a physical game, that can be better served. It would be more like what you would do for drills the next day. And you're obviously going to monitor certain guys that have some ailing injuries. Sometimes it's better to have a maintenance day. But for hockey, I mean, we got some guys that log big minutes. So if that's the case, we just kind of be smart with our conditioning. Maybe forego some drills that involve a little bit more moving your legs and the physical contact.
Well, it sounds like the gods are in your favor, or the stars are aligned, or something, rather, because it's funny. I see you got Newburyport next. We'll get to that later. But talked to Coach Yamin earlier in the season, and at one point he had 16 players who were out sick and couldn't go to practice. So that stuff, that bug, whatever it is, man, it's just hitting at different times, all the different places. And I know it's pretty, I live in Gloucester, and it's been pretty big in Gloucester as well. So sounds like the guys are back on the mend now, though.
Yeah, we got one guy still fighting something, but he played through it last night. Tough kid. The Carpenter kid hadn't been on the ice since Sunday, had missed 2 days of school, went in on Wednesday just so he's was able to be eligible to play and actually scored last night. So that's kind of a nice one. It's tough because you don't want to, you know, spread it, but by that same token, you know, you only get 20 high school games and guys want to get the most of them.
Yeah, you know, there's something about hockey players. I know football players are probably the toughest breed, but hockey players, I mean, I watched Bergeron last week get hit in the face with a puck, and he's back about 10 minutes later. It's like, are you kidding me? So those kids are tough. All right. John, tell me about the Triton game, because they're a major rival. They've got a good team this year, and you guys are absolutely sailing. But with 9 days off, you know, is there some rust? What happened last night?
Yeah, definitely. We had shined light on not, you know, getting a quick start and not letting that be an excuse. But it was clearly evident, you know, it is what it is. We came out slow. We weren't by any means on our heels, but we weren't really generating much offense. Only had 4 or 5 shots that first period, which is very low for us. We're more in that 10-10-10 or 9-9, you know, 9-9-10 range each period, try and get upper 20s, 30s. But they scored first on a power play goal, kind of a harmless zone entry. Our goalie, who's been phenomenal, knows he needs to have that. But we responded and tied it. So it was 1-0 after one. We tied it, and then we gave them another goal, kind of a weird one, and then we banged in 2 quick ones. So we took the lead, and that ended up being the game winner. We ended up scoring late in the third, but it doesn't matter if we're up or if Triton's up, if you put together like the past 10, 12 games that we've faced them, their head coach, Ryan Sheehan, great coach, great kid. He's from Linfield, and whenever we meet up, it's going to be, we joke every time we play, we're like, do you want to just fast forward to the last 5 minutes? And sometimes that's being too broad, because it comes down to like the last 2 minutes, 1 minute overtime, every time we play them. I think there's been one game that was decided, like, you know, it was over halfway through, a couple years ago, but we're always in games with them. And then you go to the graph, you know, you're going to be in for some interesting, interesting stuff to transpires at the graph.
Yeah, that's quite a place to play. Sort of like Winthrop or Gloucester. Do you get a chance, Coach? And I've probably asked you this in the past, but it sounds like, you know, the rivalry with so many schools, and you have so many good games, you know, aesthetically pleasing to the fans. Do you get to enjoy the game at some level? And I don't mean as a coach. I mean as a fan, and say, hey, this is pretty cool.
Yes, I think more so. I think more so the past few years. You know, you kind of get a little tunnel vision with the game right in front of you.
Right.
But ultimately, like, you know, you're trying to prepare for later in the year. The games are a glorified dress rehearsal, glorified practice to get ready for the big games down the stretch in the season, where it's a win or go home situation. So you try and, you know, keep that in the back of your head. You know, it's not, you know, you don't need to win all these games. Obviously, we're very competitive, but yes, there are times where I can kind of detach and let my assistant coach start calling the lines, and I can kind of just take it all in from what I call like a nice drone's view instead of being so close to it. Yeah,
that's what I'm, because you're so involved in specifics, I know, and so much with the kids, the intensity, that sometimes, you know, the old you can't see the forest because of the trees type
100%.
Thing. Definitely.
Yep.
That's cool. Now Triton, this is an important win, Coach, because Triton is number 12 going into that game last night in the power rankings, and you know it's coming down in the stretch run. So a very important win for you boys.
Yeah, we wanted to set up the as I mentioned, the graph has been a house of horrors for us. Last year was the first time we did the graph sweep, winning both games, Newburyport and Triton, and actually beat them both at home, so we got the four games out of the two teams in the graph, which we had never done before. So we completed the graph sweep again, and Saturday we just talked about not letting Wednesday prevent us from setting up that dream matchup, which is just a terrific Saturday of high school hockey. Should be appointment. Clear your calendar to watch that one. You know, we win the Cal. Newburyport's trying to prevent us from doing that. They're a prideful group, so it's gonna be a doozy on Saturday.
Absolutely, and that is I'm just looking at the time. That's a noon game for you guys.
High noon.
All right, I guess the final thought I have is, I just want to ask you about a couple more players after this. But how important is it to win the league, Coach? Because you know, with the power rankings now the last couple of years, they seem to have really motivated schools in terms of winning and doing certain things and looking forward to the playoffs, whereas before it was you want to win your league first and then you go to the playoffs. But that seems to have been changed. However, winning the league is probably one of the first goals you look at.
Yeah, we had been setting that as a major goal since we've been there, and it's been a slow ascent to put yourself in the conversation. First year is no chance, then next thing you know, you're the middle of our tenure, it's like you're in it, you know, late January, early February, and then it slips through your fingers. So last year was the first time we had won it in 17 years, so
wow.
Big time
okay.
drought,
yep.
And it would be really special to go back to back, that would be remarkable. And as far as like the power rankings go, to not have to chase the quote unquote 10 wins, whereas your quality of non-league games, sometimes your league is real strong, and then you get stuck with, you know, a bunch of hard games there. And then if you schedule tough, you'd be chasing the 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get rewarded for just playing tough opponents. Our strength of schedules is, nothing to sneeze at. It's a good schedule. It'll prepare us for March, hopefully. You can kind of, that's part of the reason with the power rank is you can kind of take a step back and it's not so pivotal getting, like I said, getting all those wins. You can kind of rely that your team's going to perform enough with the schedule you have to make it. And now it's just preparing your team to try and earn that path of least resistance, depending on where you finish. So if you want to finish high and get some decent matchups the first few rounds, you know, you don't want to be slogging it out right out of the gate in the playoffs if you're going to win five.
That's a different aspect I hadn't really thought of, because you can test your boys if you have a goal, you know your team, and you can get them with tougher opponents. And, you know, should you lose, that's okay because you're still climbing. And, it elevates the play of your team in some level. I guess one other – I don't want to jinx anything here, and I don't want to get in Coach Yameen's bad.
We don't believe in jinxes, so you can –
okay.
We used to be very superstitious, and last year we kind of changed that narrative. We don't believe in jinxes.
Yeah, what's your pillars? You have your pillars of hockey. What are they?
Oh, are you talking about our character?
Yeah.
Yeah, we go work ethic, selflessness, passion, pride, and mental toughness.
Okay, there we go. And what I'm asking you is, should you beat Newburyport this weekend? Is that the earliest that you – I mean, that's really – you got so many games left to win the Cal. That's pretty outstanding, the record that you guys have.
Yes. Now that we're sitting on a goose egg in the loss column, there's only three teams left in the state with zero losses. It's kind of like one of those fun ones where you can kind of change a goal and be like, hey, let's be the last one standing with mm-hmm. zero losses. And yes, it is the earliest, mainly because they split the Cal where you got the Baker and the Kinney division, so you're only playing your side twice, so mm-hmm. you're only playing this game. And because we've taken care of, you know, everyone in front of us, if we take care of Newburyport, it's done on Saturday. So it's going to be tough slaying, but, you know, it's kind of why we do this.
Oh, I got you.
Like Saturday.
All right, Coach, finally, we talked about some of the leaders over the last few weeks that you have, always starting with Drew Damiani. But maybe you could fill me in on a couple of other kids who have really begun to mature and help the team out.
Yeah, Joe Rafa's our first-line center. He's a junior, really kind of playing the Patrice Bergeron 200-foot center game. Last night he had a goal and assist, really nice tip on the power play, and had a really nice – he was fending off stick checks and piggyback rides and found the Carpenter kid back door on one of the big goals last night. So he's having a great campaign and getting better every week. I just mentioned the Carpenter kid who played sick, and he's a killer. He kind of can get his own shot off. He can go. We tell our guys when you use your feet and use your speed to go around defensemen, he can go through. He can go through kids with his skill. So he's having a great year. And then both Norton twins are having monster, you know, kind of coming out parties. We knew they would this year, and they kind of hit their stride earlier than we expected. So Will Norton sitting on like eight goals, and his brother Aiden, who plays D, is just rock solid. Gives us a really deep back end.
All right, and I guess the final thing I would say, Coach, is does the team travel well? Because you guys are, you know, the last several years, as you mentioned, ascending, and you know, you're at the pinnacle right now, and it's fun hockey. You guys have won a lot of tough games. Which is certainly added to the character building. Do you get some support from the student body and from others?
Yeah, Litfield being a small town, they're very supportive. They kind of really embraced this team last year, and I think it's going to be the same thing this year. Everyone's kind of behind us from, like, youth hockey in grade school all the way up through the student body at Litfield High, and the parents are just unbelievable. And then just former alumni, we kind of take pride in cultivating and keeping that alumni group together, whether it's a guy from the class of 68 all the way to guys that just recently graduated. So we got a good group behind us, and it kind of motivates you, humbles you, and fuels the group.
And it feels good when some of your former players who now are in the business world or wherever they may be, they come and talk to you, and you can communicate on a couple of levels, because they were your students and now they're adults, and you must that's got to be fun too to talk with those guys.
100%. We like to say that we contribute into their hockey player and human being development,
mm-hmm.
and seeing where they go after into college and then after in the professional, you know, environment is great to see. It makes you feel a little old here and there.
You got a long way to go before you should start feeling old, my man. Hey, listen, Coach, I appreciate it. We'll talk again. Be safe, be well, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Coach. Take care. All right, that's John Gardner, who is the Linfield High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.